All right, you recognize that sound, I believe, don't you?
That is the prettiest sound anywhere on the planet. That is the sound of two people playing the game of table tennis.
Okay.
Or ping pong.
And what's a pip again?
Well, a pip is on a paddle, on a ping pong paddle. Those are the dots you see on the paddle. That's
the little nibs, as people who don't play ping pong call them.
You could call them nibs, but they're pips. You know.
Good to know.
I'm almost embarrassed, but yeah, you could. Let's talk about a new place opening up in town. That place is called Spin. Armand Razavi joins us right now to talk about it. He is the general manager of Spin. First of all, you and I know each other. We have stood across a table tennis table from each other.
Yes, I had the pleasure of playing against you.
Bill's so good, isn't he?
You are a very good table tennis player, sir.
No, you are. You beat me a few times.
I'm a little bit embarrassed. If you go by score, yes, I beat you. But if you just go by sheer ability, you're our winner.
I played ping pong as a kid. Some of the rich people in the neighborhood would have the ping pong table, actually in their garage. And I have noticed ping pong tables popping up all over the place.
It's an upswing. Everybody's playing it these days. And I think as a concept, we're pushing the concept forward as well, too.
Love it.
But everybody has that childhood memory of playing ping pong against their cousins, their neighbors, so on and so forth, whether it was in their basement or in a garage. So it sort of takes you back to that moment for me as well, too.
Sure. Did anyone of your cousins play as seriously as Bill Left does, though, when you're playing ping pong against
him? My cousin is actually in New York, is a champion in his own right.
So he goes out and plays.
And when I was telling him that we're going to open up a Spin in Chicago, he's like, I go there all the time. Actually, I won a championship over there.
Really?
Very cool.
Well, Spin already exists on the coasts. You have them in New York. You have them in Los Angeles, around California. But is this the first Midwestern Spin?
This is the first
one. It is.
Chicago is the one that we built from ground up, and then San Francisco is going to open up a month and a half from now.
Wow. There is a celebrity behind Spin. Tell that story. It's Susan Sarandon, right?
Susan Sarandon, yes. Yeah. She's one of our founders. She was there from the beginning. It started with two of our co-founders that started the game of ping pong, playing out of lofts in Tribeca. And one of those events, one of those parties, Susan Sarandon showed up. She loved the concept, and they decided to take it to the next level.
How fun is it, though, to have a place where you can have a few cocktails and play ping pong?
Absolutely. I think it just lends itself. You can play it passively or actively. You can play with a drink in your hand.
Sure.
Or that's how I like to
play. You can train for Olympics if you really want to.
That's how
Bill
likes to
play. We have people train for Olympics out of our space in New York, and probably will have that out of Chicago as well, too.
The staff made fun of me because I've been there a couple times, and I bring my own paddles. I have a couple paddles that I bring, and everybody laughed because they've got quite an array of top-notch paddles
and
there.
And yours are kind of beat up. We kind of laughed at you, too.
Well, one or two of them are beat up. They're weathered. They know where the table is.
They have character.
They have character is the right
way
to say it.
Oh, that's what it is. By the way, Kevin, did you see how defensive he got when I said yours are a little worn out? A little.
They're, they've been through the battlegrounds a little bit.
Can't part with them? Emotional? All the wins on those pips?
I know what their abilities are. I know what my paddle can do and what it can't do.
Absolutely. You got to get used to the paddle. So the paddle itself, the blade itself is really important, and the construction of it is really important.
Right.
We were talking about the pips as well, too, the rubber that goes on top of it. Those are all important. So if you have a paddle that you're comfortable with, and that's your game sort of, is adjusted to that paddle, that it's important to always have that paddle with
mine
you.
Came from a tree. You've seen The Natural, right? It's the same story
please.
with Redford's baseball bat. That's how my ping pong paddle is. Now, let's talk about the word, because we say ping pong, but purists to the game get very upset. They only want it to be called table tennis, never ping pong.
We're going with the more traditional approach to the name. We're going with ping pong.
Yeah.
I think that table tennis has morphed into something, and we're being originalist with this.
Why not?
So, yeah.
It sounds more fun.
Did you ever play Gnip Gnop when you were little, which was a little game that was ping pong spelled backwards?
Yes, it
and
was.
It wasn't really as much fun as playing ping pong.
I never did, actually. So
you probably never heard of it. All right, I want to know if there's a certain poster of Bill Left that's going to be up at Spin.
Sure.
That says, do not let this guy hustle you. Do not, we're here to play for
fun. He's very unassuming, isn't he?
Well, I know the game. I come in and I go, now explain to me how this game works. And then people do. And then all of a sudden I go, just for fun, let's play 50 bucks a point just to see what happens.
That's it.
They're going to remake The Sting based on ping pong.
All right.
So now when does Spin open to the public? The Ping Pong Social Club that, and I, 344 North State Street.
Correct.
When does it open to the public?
Well, our grand opening is tomorrow. At 9:30, we're open to the public. We have a couple of private parties before then, and then everybody can join us.
And you guys have gone out of your way. I know that the food is supposed to be spectacular. I've heard good things about the food, and there are drink specials. Go through some of the food that you can get there, Armand. Sure. What do you have?
Our chef, Ariel Bagadiong, came from Dana Hotel and W, and he's put a marvelous menu together. Again, we talk about the concept being very communal.
Yeah.
And as far as the space is concerned, as far as the food and beverage cocktail, food and beverage as well, the menu is very communal, meant to be shareable. So they're sort of, we talk about approachable, craveable, shareable. That's the approach we have taken. So it's a twist on American fare. We have anything from flatbreads and to sliders to charcuterie dishes and cheeses.
But kind of things you can pick on, because if you're playing table tennis or ping pong, you don't want to sit down there with
the
big ass
as well.
Burger.
And on the beverage side, Benjamin Newby has put a fantastic menu for us. We bottle our own cocktails. And we have large format and single serving as well, too. It's meant to be for high volume. We're a large space, 16,000 square feet, two floors. So we have to keep that in mind as well, too. But we understand we're in Chicago. It's a cocktail-centric kind of a city. It's a foodie city. Yeah. So we have put our best foot forward, and we're hoping that people will really appreciate that.
It sounds like such a fun night out, and something different to do, like maybe a great girls' night out.
Absolutely. Any kind of grouping. And it's also for exercises, for team building exercises, is fantastic. We get a lot of corporate groups that come through there and,
like
and
rent
out the space.
Out.
Absolutely. It's a good icebreaker.
When's your birthday, Bill? November?
In November. Hmm. That might be a good birthday place.
Absolutely. I think that's the place.
Now, aside from doing what you just said and renting the whole place out, you can get a table and you buy it either by the half hour or by the hour, right?
Sure. So we have divided into peak or off peak. So 5 to 10 p.m. is considered a peak hour.
Sure, right.
You get a $39 an hour or $29 for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Or off-peak, you can get it for $25 an hour or $15.
Oh, that's not bad at all. And you're splitting that with two, three, four, five people.
Absolutely.
It's nothing at all.
Yes.
It's Spin. I love that name. And is that because you put spin on the ball?
Yes,
when
the
you...
backspin, the topspin. And actually, our cocktail menu is designed as well too. So backspin refers to, you know, your tongue, whether you're sensing the bitter taste on the back of your tongue. So we call that section backspin. We have a topspin.
Is that cute?
Yeah.
I hit the ball. I couldn't tell you if I spun it
that
or
doesn't
whatever.
Doesn't matter. You just got to get it on the table.
Bill's
That's
got
all.
A good cut.
We play when Armand and I play. It was crazy spin.
You are going to be no fun to go to spin with.
We defy the laws of physics, and Armand made fun of me because yes, I wear a helmet when I play. I don't want to get hurt, so he was ripping on me for that. But that's fine.
Tomorrow's the day, people. 344 North State Street. WeAreSpin.com is the website.
Yes, we.
And I believe we have something to give away.
Absolutely, we have an hour of court time that we can give away if they can answer the question.
Now, this is a tough... I'm going to warn you, this is a fairly tough question, but somebody's going
to
get it. Do you want to ask the question,
Armand?
Do you have
the question?
I
didn't bring my glasses with me, actually.
Hold on.
I can ask it. I have it.
Yeah?
Unless you want. Do you want to borrow some glasses? Bill gets his at Walgreens.
Yes,
he can give you one.
Top quality.
I should, too.
Top quality.
All right. Now, are we going to take the first caller with the right answer? Because, I don't trust people now that the internet's out.
Well, this is a question where the answer is Googleable, but more than one person could Google it. So either way, you go ahead. You decide.
You decide the number. I'll read the question.
Caller number four.
Caller number four who answers this correctly at 312-981-7200. What year did table tennis, also known as ping pong, that's how we affectionately refer
sure.
to it. What year did table tennis debut at the Summer Olympic Games?
Now, a lot of people will be shocked to learn that this is an Olympic event, but if you see
I am shocked right now.
Yes.
Trust me when I tell you, when you see these Olympic-quality players playing table tennis or ping pong, you can't believe the speed and the accuracy and the spin.
It's a sight to behold.
And we have a lot of pros working out of our space as well, too. So yeah. During the day, they coach. We always talk about the skill level really doesn't matter to come to as far as coming to spin.
Yeah.
If you're somebody just starting out, you can take three lessons and you already be 50% better than where you were before.
Sure.
So it's really simple to grasp and get better at it.
But now, do you have to take lessons, or can you just go there and have fun? And if you suck, you
absolutely. Suck. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. You can have fun with your friends if you want to have a group of ladies come out. And they want to have fun and just talk and play a game and have a cocktail. Absolutely.
That would be so very fun. All right, we're still working on this fourth caller with the correct answer. What year did table tennis debut at the Summer Olympic Games?
All right, a quick break. We will find a winner. Somebody's going to spin. It could be you. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder, and our guest is Arman Rezavi. He is the general manager of a new club that's opening here in town, Spin. Not your average club. Yes, there's drinks, and yes, there's food, and yes, they're fantastic, but there's also plenty of table tennis to be played. How many tables, Arman?
We have 18 on the floor right now, but we can expand to 20.
Excellent.
And we asked a trivia question. What year did table tennis, ping pong as we know it, debut at the Summer Olympic Games? If you were the fourth caller at 312-981-7200 and you knew the answer to that, you would win a little fabulous hour of ping pong. Melanie, you think you have the answer?
I do.
What's the year?
1988.
Armand says yes.
Yep, absolutely.
You're a winner,
you're
Melanie.
Winner.
Great. The year my daughter was born, and I remember it well. So.
Table tennis has been in the Summer Olympic Games since 1988, as Melanie said, with singles and doubles events for men and women. That comes as a surprise to me. I never
Don't let
knew
it shock
it.
You. These guys are amazing. You can't believe how good they are. Melanie, congrats.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good afternoon.
All right, stay on the line. We'll get all your information. When guys are playing, when Olympic quality guys are playing table tennis or ping pong, how fast is the ball going back and forth? Can you measure how many miles per hour?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I know it from the top of my head, but it's pretty fast.
Oh, it's very fast.
It's hard to keep track of it. And also, they stand so far behind the tables.
Right.
And hence, you need such a large venue because you need about 15 feet on either side of
right.
the table. But it's so much fun to watch them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's not a dangerous sport for moms and dads out there who are worried about their kids playing high school football
absolutely
and getting concussions?
Not. Actually, we do a lot of events for kids as well, too, and that's really important to Susan, and it's important to us. So
yeah.
we do, during the day, we can do birthday parties and have the kids out, the parents, and have them
too.
Play, even take some lessons.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun with that.
Oh, yeah,
and, you know, when
like
kids
it.
Get older, they're too old to take to Chuck E. Cheese or something, so that's a really great idea for birthday parties.
Yeah. We also donate our tables once a year through our partnership with Stiga. So a lot of disadvantaged schools and children, we try to put as many pedals in their hands as possible. They're the future,
yeah.
and we try to build them from the young age to love the sport
right.
as well too. So
that's
something
nice.
That Spin does as well.
I've seen footage of kids in other countries, in poorer countries, that want to play the game so badly. So they'll craft a paddle like out of a block of wood. They'll just hold a block of wood or a book or something, and that becomes their ping pong paddle.
Well, if you come to Spain, you're going to see some of our pros playing with their iPhones, and they have these little paddles. I think at that point they're just showing off. But yeah,
yeah. On vacation, I saw a guy playing with his flip flop.
He was.
Yeah, and
that?
He was doing pretty well. I mean, if you're a good player, you really could. Improvise.
The other day they were playing with spatulas, which I thought that was just a step too far.
When my dad taught my brother and I to play, because he was much better than us, he would play with a record album or just whatever was handy
right.
and still beat us. And then eventually
yes.
we destroyed him.
WeAreSpin.com. Go find out all the information. Was Susan Sarandon a big ping pong player?
She still is.
She loves the sport.
Really?
Absolutely.
I never would have pegged her as that.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great to see you, Arman. Spin
Thank
is going to be
Bill.
A huge hit for you. We know it. So we're
tomorrow,
thrilled that you
starting
guys are
tomorrow
here.
At 9:30 at night, right?
Yes.
Grand opening.
Yes,
go.
Grand opening party.
Thanks for stopping by. Great
Thank
to
you
see
for
you.
Having me.
A quick break. News is next, and then more show coming your way. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.